ACT Chief Minister meets with community over curfew and a Cairns emergency situation revoked. Hey, I'm Mob, I'm Callan Murray with the latest from NIRS News. The Northern Territory Chief Minister has defended her decision to introduce a two-week curfew for young people following unrest on Tuesday. Speaking to reporters on the second night of the curfew, Eva Lawler also refused to rule out an extension to the curfew.
Our focus has been on young people, but the curfew can be extended to be for adults as well. But it is around keeping people safe. Some people may see it as a punitive measure, but at the heart of this is making sure that we get young people back on the pathway of a safe and happy and successful life.
And speaking to the ABC ahead of a community meeting with the Chief Minister, Head of SNAC Catherine Little says her greatest concern is for the safety of children during the curfew.
Look, I think in terms of an emergency declaration, that's what we're focusing on, is we've got 2 weeks to get communities together, 2 weeks to say, let's take a breather, let's heal, 2 weeks to say, what do we need to do to support children to ensure that they are safe? And that means not necessarily being in their homes, but where is a safe place if a home isn't safe? This is an opportunity to shine a light on what is potentially going wrong, because we don't need more children locked up.
And Queensland Police have revoked an emergency situation declaration for Cairns, saying there is no immediate threat to the public. At about 1 p.m. local time, police attended a Collin Avenue address in Edge Hill following reports of gunshots being fired. Upon arrival, it appeared two vehicles had collided and one person allegedly fired shots at another before leaving on foot. Police investigations into the incident remain ongoing and are looking to speak with three people. We'll have more coming up after this.
Have you heard? Medicines just got cheaper for a lot of ongoing health conditions. Some medicines on the PBS can now be prescribed for 60 days at once, giving you twice the medication on a single prescription.
Which saves me money and trips to town.
Have a yarn to your doctor or health worker to see if a 60-day prescription is right for you, or visit health.gov.au/cheapermedicines. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Program sponsor.
Authorities in the United States are monitoring dozens of hazardous material containers in response to the Baltimore Bridge collapse this week. 8 construction workers were on the Francis Scott Bridge when it collapsed on Tuesday. 2 were rescued on the day. Another 2 bodies were recovered by divers today, but 4 are still missing and presumed dead. The chair of the National Safety Bureau, Jennifer Homedy, says critical technology has been recovered from the ship, which should provide investigators with some answers.
That's 764 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives, flammables, and some miscellaneous hazardous materials, class 9 hazardous materials, which would include lithium-ion batteries.
The bridge collapse is expected to lead to global delays due to the importance of the Port of Baltimore and international freight. And the Smart Energy Council has welcomed the federal government's commitment to manufacturing solar panels locally. It's part of a $1 billion fund to establish a renewable energy authority overseeing the manufacture of solar panels in Australia. Smart Energy Council CEO John Grimes says Australia has failed to make the most of the economic opportunity despite inventing the technology behind solar panels.
We're very late, but we are finally getting into the race. And so today, this is about starting the manufacturing ecosystem. $1 billion of investment will result in over $3.5 billion of co-investment from the industry to scale up.
And there are fears that more festivals could fall if governors don't help the industry, which is facing cost pressures. National Radio News' Shannon Kirkwood has more.
The latest casualty is Splendour in the Grass. Promoters confirmed yesterday via social media that unexpected events led to the cancellation of the major Byron Bay event in July. A star-studded lineup, which included Kylie Minogue, had been confirmed earlier this month. Managing Director of the Australian Festival Association, Mitch Wilson, says the soaring price of running a large music event is making it increasingly difficult for the industry to operate. And ultimately, he says, it is local communities and a range of stakeholders who miss out financially. He says the Australian music festival industry is currently facing a crisis.
To stay up to date with NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and visit our website at nirs.org.au. And that's the latest National Indigenous News.
Hi, my name is Ella, and you're listening to the National Indigenous Radio Service.
Have you heard? medicines just got cheaper for a lot of ongoing health conditions. Some medicines on the PBS can now be prescribed for 60 days at once, giving you twice the medication on a single prescription.
Which saves me money and trips to town.
Have a yarn to your doctor or health worker to see if a 60-day prescription is right for you, or visit health.gov.au/cheaper medicines. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
For our children, we all walk together to keep our children safe, strong and connected to culture. Community organisations you trust are here to walk with you and can provide family wellbeing services for families and children of all ages. To find free and confidential support near you, search Family Wellbeing Services. Because when it comes to our children, we all walk together. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A chilly wave of cold and flu set to blanket the nation, report reveals. Australians are being warned to brace for a cold snap, with the chances of catching a cold or flu forecast to increase by 200% over Easter compared to the week before. With 500,000 Aussies already estimated to be affected in the 2024 cold and flu season, is predicted to match or even exceed 2023's record, one of the worst years in recent history. Ahead of what is likely to be a bumper cold and flu season, Cordral has developed the cold and flu forecast, providing insight into how symptoms are predicted to present across Australia. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Sasha Anatham, principal of IQVIA.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Sasha. Can you tell us more about the forecast?
The cold and flu forecast was developed in partnership with Cordral to predict the timing and the intensity of the cold and flu season, given there is year-on-year variability. It is a model that overlays historical cold and flu sales, public cold and flu reports, web search results, climate trends, and with an extensive back history from previous flu seasons, all with the aim to predict how the coming season will play out.
What trends are you expecting to see from this year's cold and flu season?
The initial findings from the Cordral cold and flu forecast suggest the 2024 cold and flu season is expected to be at least as potent, if not more potent, than 2023, which was in fact amongst the most severe years on record. In fact, the 2024 cold and flu season has already kicked off, with our data recording an almost 50% increase in symptoms compared to the same time last year. Our analysis further suggests that approximately 500,000 Australian households will experience cold and flu symptoms before Easter this year.
Why is it important that Aussies prep ahead of cold and flu season?
In many instances, cold and flu catches individuals unaware. Many of us don't necessarily prepare and don't necessarily know when it's going to strike. And as such, it tends to happen when we least expect it and therefore can greatly inconvenience us. With this forecast, we hope to provide much needed insight into the predicted movement of cold and flu symptoms across Australia so people are better prepared with the essentials before they fall ill.
How can Aussies avoid cold and flu this year?
To some extent, it's very difficult for the average person to avoid cold and flu simply because it happens to almost all of us year in and year out. Good hygiene is, of course, essential. Nonetheless, Aussies should prepare for a sharp increase in cases immediately after Easter, which will continue to propagate exponentially until at least the 1st of June this year. I would certainly encourage everyone to prepare their medicine cabinets with items to help manage symptoms like nasal congestion, coughs, pain, and even fever before you potentially catch the chills this sneezy season.
Where can Australians go to learn more?
Please visit cordral.com.au for more information.
Sasha Anatham, Principal of IQVIA, thank you very much. All the best. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much for your time and the opportunity to discuss this.
This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Upstrong, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Good morning. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Telstra Satellite Home Internet, powered by Starlink, is launching. Here's what you need to know. Low Earth Orbit, LEO, satellite services provide an additional connectivity option in rural and remote locations. For people living in remote locations, this enables modern conveniences that city dwellers may take for granted. After launching their satellite internet for enterprise customers at the end of last year, today Telstra are announcing it's ready to order for Aussie homes. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Brad Whitcomb, Group Executive, Telstra Consumer.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Brad. What are you announcing?
We're super excited to announce our new Telstra Satellite Home Internet and Voice product, powered by Starlink, that is now available to order. You know, last year we announced that we'd be bringing LEO satellite connectivity to our customers across Australia. And now not only is the product available, but we're proud to be the first provider in the world to offer home satellite broadband and home phone service powered by the Starlink network. And while satellites have been part of our approach for a long time, this satellite product is going to be a game changer for Australians living in remote locations where existing connectivity options are often limited.
Thank you, Brad. What's included in the satellite internet offering?
Well, as you know, helping to connect our customers is at the heart of everything we do, no matter where they are. And the Telstra Satellite Home Internet plan offers low latency satellite internet, even to the most remote places in Australia. Available for $125 a month, our new plan includes our latest smart modem Gen 3, which provides 4G backup for customers that are living in 4G areas. And we're also selling the very latest Starlink kit. The service includes unlimited standard data and anticipated maximum speeds of 50 megabits download and 10 megabits per second upload.
How will this benefit rural and remote Australians?
Well, we truly believe in improving connectivity for all Australians, regardless of where they live and they work. And as we know, Australia is a very big country, and there's still plenty of places where the distance and the landscape make it really hard to reach customers with existing mobile or fixed broadband networks. But by leveraging low Earth orbit, or so-called LEO satellite technology, we can now provide a service that offers an additional coverage option to our customers, even if they live in the most remote locations. So for customers living in regional and rural Australia, this means being able to do the simple things like video calling to a friend, downloading a photo from the grandkids, or even streaming a movie.
How does low Earth orbit satellite connectivity work?
Well, one of the benefits of LEO satellites is they're actually much closer to the Earth than traditional satellites, which means they can send and receive their signals much, much faster. So this allows greater data throughput, but also the closeness of the satellites actually reduces the time it takes the signal to go up and down from Earth up to the satellite, which makes them a great option for services that need lower so-called latency. And these are things like voice and video calls. And the latency, the download speeds, and the general experience in most circumstances that we'll be offering may be a more suitable alternative to copper-based ADSL services.
And where can Aussies go to find out more information?
Well, to find out more, we encourage our customers to head to telstra.com and search for our satellite internet plan, or to contact us over the phone, in-store, or via our app.
Brad Wincombe, Group Executive, Telstra Consumer, thank you very much. All the best, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry.
not time to take away your suburban backyard. We won't be steering any shit down on your farm. My life is different to yours. What are you worried for? You got the money, you got the love, you got it all, but you're still on farm.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416. Oh,
Good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-4... You can call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, number amnesia, the importance of committing important phone numbers to memory. New research reveals over half, 54% of Australians, admit they can't remember even a single mobile or landline phone number from memory in a vulnerable situation. One third, 33% of married Aussies, admit that they don't actually know their partner's mobile number off by heart. Aussies are being urged to use a simple hack, chop, swap and don't stop to help better commit phone numbers to memories. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Theresa Corbin, Chief Customer Advocate at Australia. Also, Anastasia Woolmer, that's a record-setting memory champion and memory coach. Hello, ladies. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me here.
Thanks for having me.
Anastasia, how have people's memories changed and why is it important to remember phone numbers?
With the rise of smartphones, you know, we don't need to practice remembering important numbers in the same way anymore. And it's something I'm definitely seeing day to day when I'm coaching people. And it could be a problem, you know, if you're ever in a vulnerable situation without our smartphones and then need to call someone important. In fact, there's new national research from Telstra and YouGov that reveals over half of Australians, so 54%, admit they can't remember even a single mobile or landline phone number from memory in a vulnerable situation. So I've partnered with Telstra to create a simple hack to help get Aussies remembering phone numbers again, because we want the nation to rediscover the value of remembering important phone numbers.
What can people do to make remembering phone numbers easier?
It's easy to remember phone numbers if you just chop, swap and don't stop. So chop, you just drop the 04 because you already know this in the number. Then the next two numbers, you remember them as a whole, so 45 and not 4 and 5. Then swap, break the rest of the number up into 2-3 number chunks and transform them into a story. So we assign each number a word using a corresponding letter on the keypad. So we know the 1 and 0 keys don't have letters. So in their case, we just use up for 1 and down for 0. And then don't stop. So repeat the technique every time you see a Telstra payphone.
Thank you. We have Teresa here, Corbin. Teresa, can you tell us more about the new national research?
New national research from YouGov reveals almost half of Australians wouldn't know what to do if they were in a vulnerable situation or crisis and they needed to contact someone without their smartphone. Over half of Australians admit they can't remember even a single mobile or landline phone number from memory in a vulnerable situation. A whopping third of married Australians don't even know their partner's numbers off by heart.
What should people do if they are in a vulnerable situation without a phone?
You can make a free call from any of our 14,000 plus payphones nationally. We're urging Aussies to learn important numbers by heart so you'll be able to make a vital call if you're without your smartphone and can't access your contacts.
Where can Australians go to find out more?
You can find out more about the memory tips and find your nearest payphone on Telstra's website.
Oh, thank you. That was a deadly yarn there with Anastasia Woolmer, our record-setting memory champion and memory coach.
Thank you for your time today.
And also Teresa Corbin, Chief Customer Advocate at Telstra.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And that was number amnesia, the importance of committing important phone numbers to memory. Stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call if you want to have your say. Too deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, talk about blast from the past. We're going to catch up with Brother Jay, Jay Waimara, former announcer with Bumbadrip Media. But now stepped into the, I was going to say political arena, but in actual fact, it's the comedy arena, but it can be political. We got Jay Waimara come to join us. And a very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, Uncle Trev. A blast from the past, all right? I mean, nothing has changed, not even your hairline.
There you go. Don't go there. Hair's overrated. Don't go there. Look, before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yes, Jay Waimara, Saibai Cuddle people from Saibai Island in the Torres Straits, as well as Miriam, Murray Island on my dad's side. and through my father's father, Gurungarai Kenu, Cape York, Peninsula, Somerset area.
Beautiful footprint. Mm. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. My brother, stepping out of the away from the microphone and regarding radio announcing, here you are as a comedian.
Yes.
So how long have you been in this this chapter?
Man, I started doing this when I was about 15 years old, and I think you remember from like the work days, we were just cracking jokes constantly.
All the time. We're born with it.
Absolutely. Well, look, you put black fellas in a room together, even if it's a professional environment, I mean, don't turn the volume down. That's what happens.
We're mocking overtime.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. So, yes, after my media roots had concluded, I just decided to follow my dreams a bit more and start working on the thing that I'm passionate about, which is performance and stand-up comedy. And that is very much why I'm here today, as a proud member of the Aboriginal Comedy All-Stars and with my new solo show coming out.
Fantastic. Let's talk about All-Stars first, which is a Brisbane gig.
Yes.
And that's coming up. What are the dates for the All-Stars Brizzy?
The Aboriginal Comedy All-Stars are going to be at the Brisbane Powerhouse from the 2nd to the 4th of May.
Okay, 2nd to the 4th of May. Mm-hmm. And that's open for anybody and everybody, is that right?
Everybody's allowed to come. And of course, the Aboriginal Comedy All-Stars, it says exactly what it is on the tin. That's the best blackfella comedians in the country. And for some reason, me.
You're there. You're right up there, my brother. It's fantastic. So who can we expect to be at the All-Stars in Brizzy?
Well, of course, Aboriginal comedy starts and frankly, I think, finishes in a lot of ways with the Godfather himself, Uncle Shawnee Chilbra.
He's going to be there. Represent SC.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, like, we've done a couple of shows with him at the Adelaide Fringe so far, and I tell you what, the crowd lights up at the Five Decades of Dance. They always love the fact that, you know, he can beatbox on the didgeridoo. Hello.
Sure. Exactly.
Yes, absolutely. So Uncle Shawnee's going to be there. You've also got one of the funniest Nut and Jerry fellas I've ever met in the world, another great bald man, Kevin Crepinieri.
Yes.
Who's all the way from Rowcan Mission in South Australia. And Kevin, we always say that Uncle Shawnee's the godfather of Aboriginal comedy, but I'm pretty sure if we had our own Richard Pryor, it would be Kevin.
There you go. Represent to Delhi. Absolutely. Now, laughter is a beautiful medicine. And it's a fantastic platform. And look, empowering. Are you finding a lot of First Nation people are coming to the front line?
Oh, absolutely. Like, blackfellas come to these shows because, like, it's the kind of comedy and it's the kind of show that not only speaks about us and to us and for us, but it represents us in all of its nuance as well. Mm. I think just within blackness, there's so many different versions of blackness that we can point to. So it's one of the reasons I'm here. I represent some of the more camp elements on stage.
Yeah, beautiful.
Some of our artists, like Jonty Blair, for example, who won Deadly Funny at the comedy festival some time ago. Mm. She represents a lot of some of the nannas who are going to be there as well, like the older, beautiful, smart black lady. She just talks about her dating life at 60. It doesn't stop. And then, of course, we've got the daughter of the great Uncle Sammy Bacco, Elaine Crombie, is going to be
okay,
there as
beautiful,
well.
Beautiful, fantastic. Mm-hmm. So very colourful stage. Mm. Now, listen, the other flyer I've got in front of me here, Amajayas, which is your own personal show. Enlighten us. What's Amajayas, my brother?
Amajayas is it's my labor of love. It's my first solo show that I will be taking to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival from the 8th of April to the 21st. So in about two weeks, we kick off. It's a queer feral rock opera. It's very much about how a queer black boy grows up in far north Queensland. Mm. And I wonder who that could be speaking into the microphone.
Yeah, there he is.
And it's about not putting yourself in a box and also just trying to represent the best parts of yourself and overcoming your own obstacles. So
okay, beautiful. Yeah, yeah. So that would be your platform for your comedy?
Very much so, yeah. So stand-up, and there's also quite a bit of cabaret in this as well. So I've put in like a couple of songs that I've written and I'm producing myself, some originals. I'm also going to be in heels that are about 4 inches tall. Now, for all of your listeners, now I'm a big Torres Strait Islander boy who is kilos and and in 4 inches.
Putting in a Coco Pop.
Yep, exactly. Shut you.
Beautiful, brother. But that's comedy. So there it is. Mm-hmm. And you play the character, dress up in character, and how you say, you're in your own skin, you could say.
Very much so. Yeah, absolutely. So Amajaya specifically is going to focus on a lot of different parts of my life, but they're going to be told by various characters on stage. Okay. I'm not actually going to be present. You're going to hear the story about me, but not directly from me.
I love that. I love that.
The mystery element.
Good. So this is your first show of your own show that you're delivering.
Yes, absolutely. I would say that this took... there's a really beautiful point about artists that I read once where, you know, your best material grows in the dark and over time, like a mushroom. So you have to give it time to work out. Like, I've been wanting to do this show for as long as I can remember, but when I first got the idea, I didn't know what it was going to look like.
Sure.
But
so you've got to nurture it and feed it.
Absolutely,
you know.
Absolutely.
Put water on it and sunshine and that sort of thing.
Let it grow, and here it is growing. And now it's I'm going to transplant it onto stage and then show the world what this big, beautiful black tree that I am.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Fantastic. And look, by any means necessary, deliver the show, deliver the story, and deliver the yarn. But we look at this as a vehicle to empower as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like empowerment is empowerment and activism kind of go hand in hand with being on stage. So it's giving voice to the voiceless is definitely one aspect of what I do. But also, like especially in comedy, what I really love doing is I love pointing out the really gammon element that sits under literally everything. Like is when you're a performer and you're a comedian, you kind of have no choice but to look at this silly thing and just go. That's like and mock it just a little bit, not to tear it down, but just to point out that, you know, don't take it too seriously. It's you know it can be joked about. I mean, for example, I talk about the fact that when I'm on stage, you know, the people say, you know, you're Torres Strait, and I say that's only half true. Torres, yes, I haven't been straight for some time.
I love that. Torres gay, you could say.
Torres correct.
I love that, you know. And it's about, well, expressing yourself, and I think that's a message as well when you're talking from stage as a comedian, is be you.
Totally, totally. And empowerment comes through identifying your own existence and holding space for yourself. And especially, well, as Kevin Crepinieri keeps telling me, is that whatever you do and say on stage, whatever you perform, make sure it's with that good pussing in your heart, and make sure you're bringing something forward, because chances are there's a couple of followers who are coming behind you who are wanting to say the same thing or tell their version. So you've got to like kick that door open for them, which is also why I love the All Stars and being a part of them.
And if you look at it, there's a platform there for anybody and everybody then, because we all got our own stories.
Yes, absolutely.
And you can turn that into comedy. If you wish.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, the Deadly Funny program as part of the Comedy Festival, for example, that's a competition nationwide for blackfellas to try comedy for the first time.
Yeah.
And we just had some regional Queensland winners who are, it's just a couple of brothers from Townsville, and they are like 14, 15 and 17.
Oh.
That's the youngest winners that we have, and they're going straight to Melbourne to perform now.
Too deadly. And they're First Nation, are they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Cool. They're blackfellas from down that way. So,
deadly.
And I was reflecting on this today. We only just got the news this morning, so when I heard that, I thought, oh my goodness, would that have existed without the existence of the All Stars? Like, that probably wouldn't have. Like, at least not for a while. You know?
From little things, big things grow.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So, do you, Deadly Mob, just tuned in? Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, having a deadly yarn with black comedian J.Y. Mara. And he's performing at the All Stars in Brisbane on the 2nd, from the 2nd to the 4th of May. But also, he's got his own show and delivering at the Comedy Festival in Melbourne. And that's from Monday 8th to Sunday 21st April. Amajayas. Give me the meaning for Amajayas.
Oh, Amajayas is a lot like Amadeus, the 1980s musical movie from that like won a couple of Oscars. So, and I thought, well, I can put Amajayas. J in there easily. So,
that's,
you know,
right.
I want you walking out singing Amajayas.
Your title? You're the individual.
Yes,
that's fantastic.
Yes.
Amajayas.
Yeah, yeah. Be the composer of your own destiny, really.
Okay. So tell me the life of a comedian. You do these gigs. They're paid gigs?
Yes. Well, considering that it takes a while before you do get into the pay bracket, but remember that it's not the money that's going to drive you in this. It's the love and the passion behind it.
Exactly.
But I will say that, you know, you do get paid eventually once you start leveling up, once you start learning how to be in front of an audience, when you start learning how to react and like form your stage craft and just be groovy and comfortable within yourself, eventually you're going to start making people laugh without even realizing you're saying anything funny.
And that's the payment. If you look at it as a comedian, that's the payment.
Totally, totally. Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm very blessed to be making a living out of this finally, but it took like a good 10 years for me to get here.
Yeah, sure.
You know, yeah. So
exactly.
I am so many years now.
Thank you. Let's not go there. No, let's go there. So in regard to that...
32
so,
and single.
That's right. There it is. 32 and single. And so in regarding performing on stage, but it also gives you an opportunity. You're an entity, a business entity.
Yeah, totally.
So you can now contract yourself out to gigs or to especially the First Nation organisations out there looking for entertainment at their so-called Christmas party or what have you.
Oh, that's exactly
right. You're the man, woman, front and centre.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's as Nakia Louis says, it's just, I'm just trying to get NAIDOC famous. That's it.
There you go, represent.
Yes, absolutely.
Look, beautiful yarning with you, and great to catch up with you, Jay, brother Jay, Jay Warimara, Amajayus, Amajamus. I'm a Jayus. I love that. No, no M there. Fantastic. And that's at the Comedy Festival in Melbourne from the 8th of April to the 21st of April. But before that, May, after. That's on 1st. Then after that, you can come to Brisbane and check you out on stage the 2nd and 4th of May. All Stars Brizzy. And once again, where's that happening in Brizzy?
The Aboriginal Comedy All Stars are performing at the Powerhouse in Brisbane. So jump on the Brisbane Comedy Festival website or just Google Aboriginal Comedy All Stars Brisbane and you'll find
us. You'll find that. Yes. And regarding the Comedy Festival in Melbourne, where's that been held?
That's held. I'm doing the show at Trades Hall in the archive room at about 8:30. So, you know, nighttime show. So make sure put them babysitters on, you know, park that car, you know, have your vino, do what you need to do.
Be ready for laughter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Laughter and really, really large heels.
Well, Brother Jay, you put a smile on my dial. Good to see you. One love, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. And we'll yarn soon.
No worries, Unc. Thanks for having me.
All right, too deadly.
All right, yo-o.
Yo-o. Beautiful yarn there, Brother Jay Warimara. And, yeah, look, fantastic. Former announcer here at Bummer Bipper Media, but now into his new chapter of life and black comedian. That's what he is. And he's performing at the All Stars in Brizzy Powerhouse, 2nd and 4th of May. But before that, Comedy Festival Melbourne, doing his own show, Amajayus. And that's from Monday, 8th of April to Sunday, 21st of April. So there it is for entertainment. Go check out the brother and see, how you say, a deadly a cocoa pop, pregnant rice bubble. There he is on stage in high heels. That is a sight to be seen. To Deadly Mob, stay tuned. Your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
The city lights, they're driving me so crazy. As I walk the lonely streets of old Tamworth, how I wish that I was back there in the dream time, in the country where there's always peace and quiet. How I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo, a droning in the night, where corroborees are seen by the firelight, far away from the glow of city lights. That old main street, it makes me feel so lonely. For the gum trees and the taste of porcupine, I see my brothers and my sisters here in Tamworth, torn apart by government ways and city life. How I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo, a droning in the night, where corroborees are seen by the firelight, far away from the glow of city light. Thank you.
dreamtime. Hear the didgeridoo a droning in the night, where corroborees are seen by the firelight, far away from the glow of city life, far away from the glow of city life.
Janda banapi bamanda, janda bakat janda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.